Welcome to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Now, Interstate Batteries has been a proud supporter of the Sportsman's Nation since day one. And if you guys need a special battery, whether it's a regular battery or something special that's very rare and hard to find, stop by your local Interstate Battery retail location and talk with a battery expert. These guys are very knowledgeable in the products that they sell, and they can get you what you want, when you want it, whether it's a truck battery, whether it's a special battery for like a rangefinder or trail camera batteries, any type of battery, these guys are able to get it for you. So stop into a Interstate Battery retail location, talk with a specialist, or if you want to learn about the culture, the company of Interstate Batteries, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast, your source for all things outdoors in the great state of Missouri. This is Episode 0, an introduction to our podcast. Our podcast will cover a variety of outdoor-related topics, including hunting and fishing strategies from successful outdoorsmen, discussions about conservation efforts throughout the state, and talks with specialists from the Department of Conservation. I'm your host, Nate Thomas, and my co-hosts, Micah Winstead and Andrew Humfeld, are all proud residents of the Show Me State and avid sportsmen with a deep passion for the outdoors. The goal of this podcast is to share knowledge about our natural resources, tell amazing stories, and help educate the listener about all of the hunting and fishing opportunities in the great state of Missouri. And like I said, this first episode is an introduction. We'll kind of talk about who we are, get to know us a little bit, what the podcast is going to be about, and then a bit of a BS session to kind of help you all get to know the three of us a little bit better. So it'll be a little bit longer than a normal introduction podcast, but we thought it'd be good to, like I said, help you all get to know us a little bit. So we hope you enjoy. This is the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Thomas, and with me are my co-hosts, Micah Winstead and Andy Humfeld. And like I said in the intro, today we're just going to kind of go around and talk about what the show is going to be about, who we are, and kind of what we love about the outdoors and the great state of Missouri. So we'll just kind of get right into it. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's going on?
So maybe what we'll do first is we'll just kind of go around and
what we probably should do first is apologize how bad this first one's gonna be. This is ground zero for us, so this is all new
rookies.
We've done a grand total of zero shows between the three of us, so
yeah,
it's amateur hour here today.
But yeah, what we'll do first is kind of go around and introduce ourselves and talk about maybe what we do for a living, and maybe give the listener what we love about the outdoors.
Or just what we love about Joe's. Hunting.
Yeah,
Joe's.
Sure. Well, maybe you are, but
yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so I'll start. So I'm Nate Thomas, married with a wife and four children. I'm a loss control guy in my full-time job. And what I love about hunting is it's different every time you go out. You never get the same thing twice, whether you see an animal or not. Something is out there that's cool. So it's kind of like, you know, opening up a gift every time you go. And that's what I love about it, whether it's fishing, hunting, just walking through the woods. So, that's me. I'm going to pass it over to Andy. Who are you, man?
I'm Andy Humfeld. I'm a loan officer, for rural lending. What I love about, back up again. Sorry. I have a wife and a beautiful little daughter. I also farm. I help my dad. We have a row crop operation here in Lafayette County, Missouri. And what I love about hunting is, honestly, Nate kind of hit it on the head. I mean, it is something different every time. You really, it's the memories you have out there. It's the unexpected things that happen you don't plan for. I mean, you'd never think that nature happens the way it does unless you're out there actually seeing it. It's just spending time out there. It's not the, for me, it's not the kill. It's not the deal. It's more of the chase. It's more of the experiences that you get when you're out in the woods. It's just that the stories you come back with and I love hunting with family, with friends, the stories is really the cool part about it. Sharing that bond of outdoorsmen.
Yeah. One interesting thing is, I can't believe you have a cute daughter. Like, how did you?
It all from my wife, obviously.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
I won't take credit for that.
All right.
Face for radio, they say.
Right.
Yeah.
All of us do, right?
Yeah.
All right, Micah, how about you?
Yep. Well, my name's Micah Winstead. I live here in Lafayette County, just like these two guys. I work for a little mom-and-pop propane company, so I deliver propane for Sally's Propane. I'm married.
Hold on. And we would be remiss to say he delivers propane and propane accessories. Is that correct?
That might be copyrighted. You don't know if I can say that, actually.
King of the Hill. Ain't nobody listening to this.
But yeah, if you got propane needs, I got you covered. Don't worry about that.
All right, go ahead, man.
But no, I'm married. I have two little kids. I have a little girl that's 5 and a little boy that's 2. Oh, actually, my daughter just turned 6.
That's great.
Got to remember that. Turned 6.
You got to start correcting yourself.
Yeah, I got to. But no, the thing I like about the woods and hunting and everything is probably just the camaraderie of it, spending time with friends and family and having kids now. I really enjoy getting them out there to enjoy it. I mean, my daughter, I take her hunting with me on occasion and she enjoys it. She looks forward to it every year. I started taking my little boy fishing. I mean, like I said, he's 2, so he's kind of, he hasn't hit that age yet where he can sit still. But, yeah, so I really like just spending time with them out in the woods, and same with friends. I go up north every year with a big group of guys, and that's what it's all about, that and the meat. Big meat eater.
Yep.
So really Absolutely. Enjoy that.
Well, and I think that's what this show is, what we're hoping to make this show about is what our awesome state provides us. I mean, we have one of the most diverse states that there is.
Absolutely.
When it comes to hunting, fishing, outdoor activities, and I think that's probably what we're going to talk about in this show is...
I mean, truthfully, I feel like it's almost a little hidden secret compared to, I mean, you hear about the other states being, these big deer states, big turkey states. You really never, rarely hear, the Missouri outdoor opportunities,
right.
And honestly, we have a tremendous amount.
Yeah, I mean, you can catch all kinds of different fish here. I mean, think of all the animals you can hunt. Sneak peek, we're going to talk about elk next episode in this state. Can you believe that? I mean, so...
Finally.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we are... and that's what we're going to hopefully talk about, a lot of it might be topical for the time of the year. So if it's, deer season, we might talk about that. We're recording this podcast on May 4th, I believe. So we're right in the middle of or towards the end of turkey season. So, we might be talking about turkey season at times. Different things, talking to biologists, just, industry experts. And another thing we hope to do is talk to guys just like us and just like the people listening about their stories and what they know.
Yeah, their experiences out in the woods.
Right.
Everybody's experience is unique, and that's what makes it, the best, to be able to share it with each other. Nobody has the same story.
Absolutely. So
you might hear the story more than once, but nobody has the same one.
That's the best part. Dude, one of my favorite things about this sort of deal is I love listening to somebody smarter than me talk about that topic.
Yeah. Learn.
And they're pretty much smarter than me on every topic there is. So, I mean, if I can sit there and pick somebody's brain about, my bow or, fly fishing, that sort of stuff, I love hearing them talk about it. And so that's what we hope to bring to you all, the best we can at least. That's... I don't know what else you got to add to it.
A little backstory about all of us. I mean, actually, we all take a group trip to Colorado every year to go elk hunting. So that's why the elk hunting is huge for, especially us personally, is the opportunity to do that here in our own state. But that's what, I mean, really has brought us closer is, I mean, we spend a week, 10 days out in the mountains, camping, enjoying as much of the outdoors as we can soak in. But we also love doing that here in Missouri. And,
yeah.
You know, just not everybody can take a trip to Colorado. We're very fortunate to get to do what we've done. And we do that every year, deer season, some of us turkey hunting, fishing. I mean, we spend that time grouped together. So that's the big thing is, you know, yeah. Enjoying that together, learning from each other and other people. And
I mean, that was another reason why we kind of wanted to start this podcast too, is because, I mean, we felt like it would keep that fire going all year round.
Right.
I mean, because, I mean, everybody gets that August hype or whatever. They're like, right. Oh, wait, deer season starts in a month and a half. Okay, I'm ready to go. And they want to start talking about it. When us, we pretty much talk about it all year round.
365.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, that's what we want.
I think it's safe to say our wives are tired of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they don't. They don't.
We're going to go talk right. about it together.
Yeah, we're going to go hide in a closet somewhere and talk about it. If you want to listen to it, you can, but you don't have to, I guess, now.
Right. And that's, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's, you know, there's a bigger group than just us three that Absolutely. Go out to Colorado, that share in deer hunting together, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, It's a big family thing. I mean, which Absolutely. I mean, we're pretty much all related in one way, shape, or form, right? I mean, we're in Missouri, so I guess we'll just kind of let the cat out of the bag now. All three of us are somehow related. So let's see, Micah. This is Nate talking right now. Micah is married to my sister.
Yeah, I am.
Proud of it.
And I'm sure you listeners are going to hear a joke over and over, and it's the only joke Micah has on me. So
I'll keep it PG right now.
And then I am married to Andy's cousin.
Yep.
So we're all – I'm an in-law to both of them. So, you know, that's kind of how we got – I mean, that's kind of how I even got into hunting was my wife's family. You know, I didn't get into hunting until –
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much Russell that got you started, right? With Russell is your brother-in-law,
which, Jeff. Russell will be your brother-in-law.
Yeah, my first hunt ever actually was my oldest brother-in-law, Jeff. He took me turkey hunting. But I didn't start hunting until I was in my 20s.
Right.
I grew up in town and I didn't have friends that did it. And so I didn't get into it. And then when I did get into it, I have a problem.
So, you know, well, the wives call it a problem. Right. I mean,
sure, yeah.
I think it's a little easier for probably me and Andy because, I mean, I'm assuming, I mean, we grew up hunting,
right.
Sort of. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. My parents, they didn't have anything to do with hunting, but we had a friend of my dad's. We went out to Tennessee. I think I was around seven, eight, and he took a squirrel hunting for the first time, me and my older brother. And ever since then, it's just been me and my brother hunting constantly. Any chance we get, we'd always be out in the woods. And so, I mean, that's kind of how I got started in it. Started out with a small game and worked my way up. Turkey season, hunted turkey for a long time, and I never had any luck. And then I found out about deer. And I was like, man, screw them.
Stupid birds.
Yeah, screw them gobblers, man. Deer hunting's a lot more fun. But, no, I mean, we still turkey hunt and do all that, but. You know, definitely more of a deer hunter than anything.
Yeah.
And see, I have a different story. I mean, I grew up on a, you know, farming family. The outdoors has always been available to me. So I was very, very lucky from a young age to be able to do that stuff. I mean, my first, honestly, probably hunting memory is also with my mom. My mom is the one that took me my first deer hunt. Dad was in the field, you know, at the time.
Mom's a stud deer hunter.
She is. She is. You know, dad loves doing those things, but you know, on a farm, and, yep,
always
part
farming.
Of it. So, killed my first deer with my mom when I was, I don't even remember how many years old. Been stuck to deer hunting ever since. Turkey hunt, fish, all that good stuff. So, I mean, it's always kind of both sides of my family has always been involved in it. So, been very lucky in that aspect of it. But,
and I think that's what this podcast will be so cool for us is. We definitely have the things – I mean, everybody does have the things that they prefer to do, right? I mean, I think all three of us are probably mainly deer hunters. We do other things. I mean, we love predator hunting and, you know, turkey hunting and fishing. I take the kids fishing out at our pond all the time.
So what would you say – break it down. What would you say your favorite, you know, favorite type of fishing is and favorite, you know, type of hunting? What would you break it down to that
if
as?
I was by myself when not with my kids, which never happens. I enjoy fly fishing with my dad.
Really?
My dad is a stud fly fisherman. He goes down to Bennett Springs, Missouri all the time. or Bennett Springs, and
which again is another awesome resource
that
in
takes,
Missouri.
That takes talent. I mean, you can't just pick up a fly pole. At least I can't, and just start fly fishing again. It's just not how it works. And
it's ridiculous.
You know, right now where I'm at in my life, my favorite type of fishing is just out at a pond with a bait caster type of reel with the kids and watching. Usually I'm not even fishing. I'm running around trying to fix their poles and, you know, that sort of stuff.
Oh, it's a madhouse.
It's a different experience. Yeah. I mean, it's a total, and not one is better than the other. I mean, but it's two different experiences.
It's the same thing with like deer hunting, right? I mean, we all probably, I'm not going to speak for both you, but I prefer bow hunting to other types of hunting.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, rifle hunting isn't just as important. I mean, rifle season is freaking huge in this state, man.
I pick up my boomstick just like everybody else.
And, you know, there takes some talent, I mean, to shoot a deer at, you know, some of these dudes that have these freaking rifles that they can shoot 600 yards, right? I mean, there takes some talent there just like it does to get within 20 yards with a bow. Sure. So, you know, I mean, that's what I think we'll love about this podcast is some of the things that we don't maybe necessarily do all the time. We hope to have some guests on here that do it, and I can learn even more, and hopefully I get into some more stuff. You know, I mean, since I've started with the hunting and the outdoor stuff, you kind of grow as the time goes.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, when I started late, like I said, it was, you know, turkey hunting with a shotgun, and then I got into, you know, rifle hunting with a deer. The first deer I killed was with Russell with a rifle, mm-hmm. And then like the first time I picked up a bow, that was that. I mean, I have problems and you guys know that. I mean, we all do with bow stuff. And so, and I think, you know, you just continue to evolve as an outdoorsman. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like, you know, how much have you all taught me?
Probably everything.
Everything, you know,
I didn't know you knew anything.
I know Andy's taught me everything. Mike don't ever teach me anything, you know, but
yeah. Okay.
Just kidding. But well, honestly, I didn't start turkey hunting. You know, I've always, and I don't know if this is the most responsible thing, but when I was a teenager, my dad, well, go figure it out. You just shotgun, just a couple calls, go to the back of the property and start calling. You know, I mean, just kind of, and I appreciate it. Now looking back, I mean, at first I was like,
what am I supposed to do?
Thanks for the help. You know, but now looking back, that's what it's about is you don't know unless you go do it. Just go figure it out. Some stuff you never, like, I called a coyote in with my mouth the other day, like just kissing at it. I mean, middle of the day, just happened to see one. It's that crazy type of stuff. That's the cool stuff, I think.
And I think that's what we love about hunting. We all pretty much said the same thing when we introduced ourselves it's different. Every time you go out there, I mean, this isn't just Missouri specific, obviously, but every time you go out there, you might see the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. And if you weren't out in those woods or if you weren't out fishing, you're not going to see that. You're not going to see that sort of stuff. Sitting at home, watching whatever stupid shows on, you know, whatever channel at the time. So, you know, I think that's how we all kind of live our lives is we love to be outdoors with our families or alone one way or the other, with our friends. I mean, we all pretty much hunt together in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Whether it's the elk trip, Colorado, or
we all have our different farms and stuff that we hunt deer, but there are occasions where we'll, you know, pick up a camera for one or the other. And
we're really good at filming right now. Like, we're awesome.
Yeah.
We try.
We're getting, but folks, I mean, it's kind
of not, like, I mean, we do some stuff, right?
But right. Just, well, it's kind of like what you, like you were saying earlier, you know, you grow and that's kind of, you know, a lot of people do that. They, you know, they start hunting, then they get good at hunting. And they're like, hey, maybe I want to start filming my hunts. I mean, we're just kind of knocking on the door.
And it's just for the fun. I mean, to share the memories. I mean, that type stuff.
I tell you the story about stealing my wife's Handycam last season. Well, so, you know, I took my wife's Sony Handycam that she has for the
This sounds like we're picking our wives a lot.
Already?
So it's not her fault. It was my fault, right? But so I said, hey, I'm going to use this, and I promise I'll put it back, blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't, you know. And when she did find it, I had – at some point during a hunt, I had taken some scent control out and sprayed down again, and it drifted over onto the handy cam, and then it dried, apparently, a whitish color on the handy cam, and she's like, what the heck is all this stuff? And I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. I'll clean it. And, you know, so I was told for this year that I don't get to use that again. I'm going to have to find my own. So if you guys hear something, I gotta buy my own if I'm going to do it.
Nate Thomas is in the market for a used camera.
Yeah. But
let me just ask around, what is something, because obviously we're all kind of from the same area here, and there's experiences we haven't had. What's something in Missouri you know of outdoors-wise that you haven't got to do or haven't done a lot of that you want to do more of? I'll go for, for example, mine, smallmouth fishing on some of the rivers, towards southern Missouri. And then I had some family members that actually went snagging the other day, caught some spoonbill.
See, I've never been snagging.
That looked awesome. My nephew, 13, caught an 80-pound spoonbill. It was bigger than him.
Oh,
yeah, it was huge.
Braxton.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, that type of stuff, there's so many opportunities like that. Mm-hmm. I haven't got to do those things. I'd like to turkey hunt down south Missouri, I think, a little more. I'd do every once in a while, but I think that type of stuff would be fun.
Absolutely, yeah. I enjoy fishing, especially now that my kids are getting a little older and they can start fishing a little more easy for me and them. I definitely want to do a lot more fishing activities. And, snagging, like you said, I've always seen it. I got all kinds of buddies that do it every year, and they're religious about it. And, I know I've been asked numerous times, and, I couldn't tell you why I didn't go or whatever. But, I'm definitely going to take those people up on those opportunities again, because that's something that I want to try.
Right.
So,
Something I would like to do more of, they're kind of two things. I do it, but I'd like to do more predator hunting.
Yeah.
You have no idea how bad I want to get a bobcat, at some point. And then just something I thought of the other day that, one of my nephews actually it kind of came back into my mind, but bow fishing.
Yeah. I do want to,
try that real bad.
Yeah.
I have a feeling though, if I do it, I'm going to end up buying a damn,
end up with a boat.
Yeah. A bow.
I did a whole different bow. Yeah.
Yeah. But, that looks like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of stuff, but those would be the main things. I would love to go hunt a deer down south.
Yeah.
It's different terrain. For the people that might not know, Missouri is like four different states.
Yep.
You got up north, then you've got rolling hills and the central, then the Ozark Mountains down south that are just totally different areas.
You got river bottoms,
Right.
Well, that's the thing about, from the fishing side of it, you got river fishing, you got lake fishing, you got small pond fishing, and you got, your spring and trout fishing. So, there's so many different types of fishing right there, not to mention you have your whitetail, your turkey, your predators, your quail, your
bear, elk.
We're about to start bear and elk now. Too. Holy cow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your mushroom hunting. That's awesome. I don't know.
And everybody knows the big thing in Missouri, about the mountain lions, right?
I've seen them.
Yep.
I've seen one.
No, I luckily have not seen one. I don't ever care to see one in the wild, but that's just me.
Let me know when there's a season on them, then I'll get more excited about them.
Yeah. But, I think we're kind of hit it, right where this whole thing is based is to bring that information to the Missouri person and hopefully even people outside of Missouri that, want to learn more about it. And, we're all eager to learn. You might not always hear all three of us on the show. It could just be me, Nate, one time with a guest. It could just be me and Micah, vice versa. We're going to try to be as normal as possible, but we might have some guest host on, all kinds of, different stuff. We just want to kind of keep it different every week.
At the end of the day, we're all just your average guys, just like hopefully all of our listeners are average guys and girls. And, we just want to share the outdoors with them and share stories, share information.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, y'all got anything else?
I think that's it for me.
We could talk all night, honestly.
We normally do. What time? We're recording at 9:45. We started at night. We all got family, so that's right. When a lot of this is going to happen. But we probably BS'd for a good hour before we did any recording.
Yeah.
So it's just some of this might be
this
just
podcast zero. We need to. Yeah, we're not even on a topic yet.
Like if y'all don't like people getting off topic ever, this might not be the best thing
for you. Yeah, we're definitely going to go we're gonna down a few rabbit holes, take a few back trails, and yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
We're going to circle it a couple times.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll have fun. We'll have fun, though. That's all that matters.
But anyway, so yeah, like I said, we appreciate y'all listening. We hope to bring you some good content.
Check out episode one.
Yeah, check out episode one and
let us know what you think.
Yep, and we'll also, like I said, a little housekeeping before we get off the show. If you are able to, give us a follow on Instagram at Missouri Woods and Water, and on our Facebook page is Missouri Woods and Water as well. And obviously subscribe to us on Apple Podcast and Spotify and all that stuff through Sportsman's Nation. And you can probably search through our podcast name as well. So we hope to bring you a good podcast on the great state of Missouri. And we'll talk to you next time.
Have a good one.
See you guys.
Later.
And there it is, episode zero in the books. I hope you enjoyed the show and getting to know us a little bit more and are looking forward to listening moving forward. Look forward to episode one as well. It'll be about the new elk season in the state of Missouri. We're excited to talk about it. I can't believe it's here. So look forward to that, and welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast.